This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of June 2022. June has us continuing to dredge up information and answers, but with a difference. The relentless, pummeling intensity of the past few months is giving way to thinking, to conversations, and to doing something with and about everything we're saying and hearing. The big call to action won't come until July, but we're feeling it more and more as the month unrolls. Mercury ends his retrograde June 3rd. His direct station comes with a kick and a chance of guidance. His square that same day to Saturn, ruler of order and authority, demands answers, action, and accountability. His sextile to transcendent Neptune offers higher understanding, seeing the best, and maybe a window onto smoke screens and deception. Even with Mercury direct, investigations and research, confusion and do-overs continue to dominate the beginning of the month. The reason is the messenger god's ongoing open channel to Pluto, keeper of secrets and ruler of power games, massive wealth, and unavoidable change. The channel has been open since late April. On June 10, the pair makes the final of three trines, which are the channel. Powerful issues that have been stirring since April reach new and deeper levels of understanding for each of us as individuals as well as collectively. The tale might stretch as far back as last October because this trine is resonating with a series of full moons that began then, all at 27 degrees. The ponderousness of information lightens up noticeably when Mercury darts into his home sign of Gemini June 13th. If the switch does not change the heaviness of information, it will at least speed it up, move us from shock to willingness to talk, and possibly add levity and humor into the mix. All that goes double when Venus enters Gemini June 22nd, and desire for fun and lightheartedness goes into overdrive. Come what may in the outer world, and oh, much is out there, the fad will be hanging out with pals, flitting among people and activities, keeping options open as can be, and indulging in good times. Peak party time is June 28th, when the most indulgent influences in the sky, Venus and Jupiter, reach out in a sextile, with the sun square to Jupiter pumping him up as if he needs help with that. That's the backdrop then for the month. Distraction and diversion and darting about. Underneath it all, of course, life will be chugging along. Startling plot twists are scheduled for June 11th, when Venus meets Uranus. Bolts from the blue upend relationships, supercharge creativity, and break open our hearts to previously unexpected possibilities. Beliefs enter the spotlight June 14, when the Sagittarius full moon squares Neptune and shows the emotional impact of influences that are untethered from earthly reality, imagination, faith, delusion. Stabilizing comes almost immediately when the sun trines Saturn June 16th. Being adult goes a long way toward regrouping and grounding. The approach also steals you from Mars's conjunction with Chiron June 15th, which simultaneously issues body armor and escalates expressions of toxic masculinity. Finding a place of confidence and personal responsibility outfits you for the demands coming from Venus's square to Saturn June 18. Confront an obstacle. Commit. Be accountable. Put structure on it, whatever it may be. It may take till the 27th, when Mars sextiles Saturn, for opportunities to move ahead on developments that square brings. The decisions, the actions, the impact all serve as a springboard for the developments of June 21st, when Venus trines Pluto. The open channel connects the two rulers of desire and money and facilitates giving over to intensity, cutting out third parties, and homing in on what lures you most. This imperative ushers in the solstice, when the sun enters Cancer, also on June 21st, and permeates the entire season that follows. Even when, shiny object mode arrives the following day, powerful primal desires continue to steer us while we cavort and frolic. Two of the outer planets begin their annual retrogrades this month. The more noticeable one is Saturn, stationing June 4th for his last backward pass through Aquarius until he leaves the sign next year. He's retrograde until late October and will be pressuring, but not quite repeating, the structural stress testing he did last year with Uranus. Neptune stations retrograde June 28th for a 5-month voyage. His backtracking is far more nuanced and is likely to not draw attention until he approaches the degree of his conjunction with Jupiter, and even then may be too faint for conscious awareness. What we are more aware of, thankfully, is what we love and desire, courtesy of Venus's journey this month. The month ends with the Cancer new moon, inviting us to find comfort in home and family, however we define it, and, thanks to a square from Jupiter, to fight for what we love. Settle into it and enjoy. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list and get a Jupiter and Aries quick reference guide as a download, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.